Ken Edwards to come and lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. Looking forward to unity afterwards. Amen.
Good morning, church family. Let us pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. All wise and eternal God, it's once again we come to give you praise and just to bless your name, to thank you for the many, many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. For each morning, new mercies we find. We want to thank you for health and strength and the activities of our limbs. We thank you that our family circle is not broken. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us a mind to come out and just to give you praise, because you alone are worthy. And we pray that you forgive us of our sin and that you would help us to live so that you can use us. And I come praying for those that are sick on our sick list. I lift up the Rucker family and pray and ask, O Lord, that you would help them in the storm that they're in. I pray for those that's in the hospitals and nursing homes. Pray for the families that have lost loved ones. I just lift up those that are in trouble. Pray for those that don't know the joy of having sins forgiven. I continue to pray over our nation and our leaders. And I pray for our churches. I'm lifting up my church and praying over our pastor in his absence and all of the families and all the friends. Ask that you keep your word always before us and that you would hear our prayers and help us in our struggles. We thank you, O Lord, for all that you have done and all that you are doing. And we thank you for what you do. For it is in the marvelous name of Jesus that we pray and ask it all. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Crossroads Baptist Church, good morning. Indeed, it's a pleasure for us to be here this morning. I bring you greetings from Union Baptist Church in Afton, Virginia, where B.J. Coleman is my pastor. It's just an honor to be here. I know this is Richard's dream, that he wanted to bring a group together. So here we are, unity. Me, Courtney, and Crystal, we're going to do our best up here today with the guidance of the Lord. Just sing along with us if you know Here I Am to Worship. That's what we're going to start off this morning with.
To worship, here I am to bow down. myself, I give myself to you. Oh, oh, my life is not my own.
Not my own.
To you I belong.
To you I belong.
I give myself, I give myself to you.
Praise the Lord. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. We're going to bring to you open the floodgates of heaven. If you know that, sing along with us.
Thank you.
And for this is truly the day that the Lord has made. I don't see any announcements up here. We're going to let them take a quick break, but then they're going to come back with one more selection before Reverend Ray comes with the message. We're so thankful for them. I was surprised. I didn't know that was Courtney and Crystal. That was truly a surprise. These are home folks. Amen. Amen. I mean, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Amen. This is an exciting day for Crows Road Baptist Church. These young adults, I can't call them young children. No, these are young adults growing to be older now. Amen. Y'all ready? Ready for one more. We're so glad to have unity here with us this morning. I'm just overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed. Crystal and Courtney. Boy, y'all surprised me this morning. Congratulations. God bless you. Come again. Oh, I'm sorry. Offering. Amen. You got to give this morning. Amen. Y'all thought y'all was getting away with not giving? Ushers are coming forth now to get our offering. I'm sorry, Cross. I was so excited about these folks this morning. Amen. Officers, thank you, Reverend Ray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Truly is a blessing to be in the house of the Lord, and we're blessed to have Courtney and Crystal and Brother Richard, and I believe that's your wife, Richard, and his wife to surrender the music to us this morning. Felt kind of cold and chill when I came in here. I wasn't sure if I was in the house of the Lord or Mark. You know, it's good to be alive and moving around. So let's worship God today. We're here to give an offering now, still in worship. Gracious Father, again, we come as humble as we know how. Father, we come thanking you for blessing us down through another week and to come assemble as another the body of Christ. Father, we're grateful for you allowed us to labor and bring some of our fruits into the storehouse. Father, some may have labored through their service, Lord, and then others through the bringing the reward that you have blessed us with unto you, Lord, that you may use it to continue to build your kingdom, Lord God, that we may continue to be able to spread the gospel and have a place to come and worship you in spirit and in truth. We ask your blessing upon all those who are here. We ask your blessing upon the gift as well as the giver. In Christ's name, we do ask it all. Amen.
I'll be all right, I'll be all right, I will be all right, after a while. Over yonder, beyond the sky, there is everlasting life. I'll be all right.
After a while, will be like Sunday. Can we just stand and just give the Lord a hand clap of mine? All over the building. Give God some praise. I believe that he's worthy to be praised, amen. Thank God for just a mother gracious opportunities, amen, to just be in the house, amen. We won't carry you along, amen. We want to thank Pastor Coleman for allowing us to come and to remember a word, amen. Just one announcement before I go further, amen. Remember, come Tuesday, to take time and go out and vote. This is a critical election. I cannot stress enough for you to go and make your choice. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but go and vote, amen? Amen. If you have your Bibles, amen, turn with me into the book of Jeremiah, amen. The book of Jeremiah. And the 32nd chapter. The book of Jeremiah. And the 32nd chapter. I do believe the word here, they're going to help us, amen. I'm going to come this morning for help from the Lord. I'm like, come on now, come on. We came to church, so I worship. Are you there yet? Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter, and verse 17. One verse. Aha, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power. And stretch out on, and there is mountain too hard for the Lord. Come on now, there's mountain too hard for the Lord. Amen. We might be finished. Lord God, once again we come to ask for the house behind the cross. May the people who are at crossroads will hear and see less and less of me. But more and more be. Amen. On this Sunday morning, my brothers and sisters, we want to tag this sermon. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Come on now. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? How many of you have had hard times? Come on now. How many have gone through hard times? It's gotten confused in hard times. Come on, man. You've been mixed up with hard times, but you had hard times when you had found out the problem. Come on, man. You had hard times when you went to the doctor and the doctor can find a cure. We had hard times when we had been way with son and way with daughter, amen. But the question is there anything too hard for the Lord? hard time for mine. We have gone through them all in mine. A few weeks ago, me and my wife and I, we went down to Williamsburg on vacation. So we traveled down to Washington to visit the museum and did some shopping. And you know what we do when we go to Washington? Look at the Capitol and look how beautiful things are. But as we were rambling around, we got distracted by something that we seen, man. We seen some people, we seen some homeless people, man, living under the bridge. We seen some people, man, that was in a time of hard times, people with shopping carts, people with bicycles, people with backpacks on, man. They have all the belongings on. I said to myself and my wife, those people are going through hard times, man. Come on, man. I don't know if you have you ever been homeless? Have you ever talked to a homeless person? They don't smile. They're not in the conviction of living under the bridge because they want to or rather they desire to, but they have fell upon hard times. I did research as I was studying for this lesson, man. I was trying to figure out, man, why would people are homeless? Why would they have hard times, man? The research said because of a lack of affordable living. That's why they were having a hard time. That's why they were living under the bridge. Hard time because they were unemployed. Couldn't find a job, a bit more job. Come on, man. I'm a contractor myself. I'm begging for help. But people don't want to work. Fair, man. So the third one is some people got a mental disorder. Mental illness. That's why they have a hard time. That's why they're homeless. But the fourth one is this one here. This one is talking, man, to some. Some of them are having a substance abuse problem. They've gotten mixed up and hooked up on drugs and crack cocaine and they're confused and don't know what to do. Drugs will kill you. Drugs will make you have hard times. You spend all your money and power to make you get a high. But it won't revolve nothing but hard times. Amen. Those are some things will cause us to have a hard time. Those are complicated times. Those are difficult times. Those are times when you're homeless, man, and bad type of condition. But my question this morning is, for anything too hard for the Lord to work out? Is anything too hard for the Lord? And the answer to that question is, but it's nothing too hard for God. Whatever you want to do, man, but nothing too hard for God. The Bible tells us in Psalm 103, is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Come on, man. And I believe that if we are God's people, God's going to take care of his own. But to take care of your daughter, which he's in need, but can take care of your son, which he's in need. They might be stubborn and hard-headed, but we will still gonna take care of them. Come on, man, am I? But nothing too hard for the Lord. So on today, am I? We're gonna back up and slow down for a few moments. We're looking at somebody named Jeremiah. The Bible says that Jeremiah is a prophet of the Lord. The Bible says that Jeremiah had a commission to do. God told Jeremiah to go and tell the king that his kingdom was going to fall. Come on, man. This was not felt good for the king. This was not good news for the king. This was bad news. The king got upset. The king got angry, man, at Jeremiah and said, Jeremiah, I'm going to cast you into prison because you're giving me bad news. The king got angry. The reason that Jeremiah told this king of what God told him to do was that God had said the king had become disobedient.
The king had become a false worship of our God. The king was leading the people down the wrong way. Tell the king that his kingdom was going to fall. The king became angry because of this. He said, you have chosen to worship idols and false gods. Or Jeremiah told the king the third and bad news. And in response, he got persecuted, man. Well, my Bible said that Jeremiah was placed into prison for a little while. His freedom was taken away, and the freedom was different because he proclaimed the gospel of what God said. Now, if I was reading this text, I can help the notice on how God tells Jeremiah to go back and tell his nephew came and told him from land. Jeremiah is wondering, why in the world are you telling me to buy some land in the midst of me being in prison? Buy some land in the midst of Babylon, give me to attack us. That don't make sense. You know, sometimes God will tell us a good thing. This don't make sense. Amen. I'm a firm believer, but we got a trust God. And what Jeremiah did, I remember in Proverbs 3:4-5, he had trust in the Lord with all his heart and lean up his own understanding. God sends Jeremiah a nephew to fill this land. The land, amen, while he was in prison. And the Babylonians were giving him a pack. Jeremiah was so overwhelmed. He wasn't fully understanding of what was going on. Do we always understand what God is saying? No, we're bound. But in spite, we got to trust God and go on, amen. God was trying to use this real faith. God works in the mysterious ways. God was trying to use this real faith land deal, amen, amen, to sell the land as an indication, amen, that one day Israel would be released. Israel will have freedom, amen. It won't be this way always, amen. Amen. It was a sign from God. God always gives a sign, telling Jeremiah that Israel will be restored. Israel will have freedom. Houses will be born. Fields will be born. And land will be born. This was an indication. But Jeremiah could not understand that this was God's movement of his spirit. Amen. Now, the good thing I love of the Lord is this one verse in Jeremiah 29:11. It said, God said, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans of good, not of evil. Plans for you to prosper and have a good future. Come on, now give the Lord a hand clap, man. But we know God will have a plan for you, amen. Plan for your future when we're born the plan. But watch this. God's Jeremiah responsible for what God was doing. Look at Jeremiah 32:17. Jeremiah, he goes to the Lord and pray. A sovereign. He says, Father, Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by the word power. And I swept on and bought nothing too hard for the Lord. Jeremiah goes for God in prayer. Have you ever gone through a crisis in life? Have you ever been backed up against the wall? Been more what to do? We have tried everything. But all the money we had, but nothing better. But then you came for the Lord in prayer. Praise for the Lord, and give God for praise, man. Give God for honor, give God for glory, man. Now, what brought my friend, God, you're a strong God, you're a mighty God, you're a love God, you're a kind God, you're a God that's a counselor, you're a God that's a judge, you're a peacemaker, and you're a healer of the land. And what God did, watch this, now listen for God's response. And verse 42:47. God says unto Jeremiah, behold, I am the Lord, thou God of all flesh, is but anything too hard for me. God says that in response to Jeremiah's prayer, is but anything too hard for me? I'm the one that has made you. I'm the one that has created you. Amen? Hard time. Even the midst of this hard time, we got to understand, brother God. In the midst of this coronavirus, brother God. In the midst of cancer, brother God. In the midst of being broke and don't have a back, brother God. Come talk about hard times, but man, I remember some number of years ago, I was going with a girl. I'm not gonna call her name, but she's my wife now. Oh, I'm sorry. I was courting her, you know, back in the day, we was courting. I went to a house. She lived in the country, way back in the country. And, you know, I was playing a little while, and I said, we have a restroom I can go to? And she said, well, come with me. She took me out to a place and said, there's a little outhouse with you can go in there. Okay, I said, well, one of those kinds we had two seats to it, man. I said, Lord, how much? They're on hard times. Big house running water. I said, wow. I said, yeah, y'all got water? No, we don't have water. We go down to the well and get water. I said, how do we flush this toilet? We don't flush it. I said, that's right. I'm going down to the gas station and I'll be back. I said, how do y'all cook? I said, wow, they have a hard time. I got some rescue with woman, man. See, I was a city boy, man. So I said, how do y'all cook? She said, we could slow my bar. Hell, we'd cook stuff. Made hot butter biscuits. Cooked macaroni and cheese, man. I was the best eating out of my head. And I thought they were having hard times. But they were having a good time, huh? He said, thanks, you rescued me. Yes, he did. But there was a hard time, but I thought. But good my brother for a minute, really, probably a hard time for my, I remember some number of years ago, my wife, she got pregnant, the whole 9 months. I'm a very bad. Hard times. Hard times when I found out my dad got sick, man, and he died. And then 30 days later, my mom got sick and she died. Both were hard times. I walked the floor and cried all night long. Both were hard times, bro. We break hard times when we go to Walmart and don't have eggs. Come on, man. Hard times, but when we don't have a bind, when we don't know how the outcome is going to come. Hard times, but man, is when we're at the point of no return. Can I ask you the question this morning? Have you ever had a hard time? Have you ever gone through a crisis? Have you ever gone through a heartache? Have you ever gone through a life? Have you gone through bereavement? Lost a loved one, but we could for my poor. And we try to figure out how in the world I'm going to go on. But I come to tell you this morning, but nothing too hard for the Lord. Come on now. Whatever it is, you might be having a hard time with your husband, but God can work it out. You might have a hard time with your wife, but God can work it out. You want to be a single, you might have a hard time with a boyfriend or girlfriend. But God, I'm not talking about God. But God is able to work it out. Problem with a grandchildren, but God. But it might be too hard for the Lord. You might have tried everything, or made phone calls, or text them, or email them, but they won't answer. But God can fix it, amen. It's not been too hard for the Lord, amen. Hard times with this, amen. What can we do, amen, when we have hard times? We can go and pray about doing my best. my full understanding on how God gonna work a life of mine, but God says there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Anyway, maybe get one for take a seat, amen. I'm reminded about Sister Mary, the mother of Jesus. She could not figure out on how she would become pregnant. The Bible says, she asked the angel, how is it that I'm pregnant, amen, and have not known a man? The angel came back and told her, amen, with God, all things are possible. Abraham had gotten sick, amen, had become an old man, 100 years old, amen, and God told him, you're going to have a son. Abraham was powerful, man. God saw what he was going through. Before God saw that he was powerful, man. And God said, but it's not been too hard for the Lord. Come on, man. I'm reminded of Jesus Christ, man. He was whipped and swept wide and hung high on Calvary. He went through agony and torture, man. It was a hard time. But he died for our sins. Hard times, man. He was crucified with a burning fire. Hard times. But on the third day morning, he got up with all power, man. Hard times. Whatever you are going through, stand up through, man. Everybody on the building. Stand on the feet. I'm going to ask you a question, man. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Say with me. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? That's a question. Remember, but nothing too hard for the Lord. Oh, come on. Give the Lord a hand clap, man. But nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing, man. Everything we're going through, amen. God can fix it. God can work it out, amen. God's able. But what we got to do, we got to humble ourselves and surrender it all to the Lord. But nothing too hard for the Lord. Homeless, nothing too hard. We could be a first step away from being homeless. We could be full out on crack cocaine. But God, well, I can handle that drug dealer. I can handle that drug taker, man. What are we going to do this morning? But it's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen? But the answer, the question there, and but the answer, even God says himself, nothing is too hard for the Lord. Now, I come up. Rough enough for you doing this coronavirus. You might be going, but I hear corona myself, man. But thankful of God, I hear my 3 shots, even got my 3 shots. I feel good about it, man. But I encourage you all, man, forget the 3 shots, get back for money, go vote, and watch God. Come on now. But nothing. Too hard for the Lord. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap, amen. Thank God. If the choir get the father to give us the common, to bring us a word of mine, we want to thank God for this opportunity, but bring a word of deliverance. It might be somebody this morning, but have a desire to come and bless. Give a life up to Christ. You know what type of person you are. You know what sin you have done. But God is able to take you and accept you just as you are. Amen? You might too hard for God. You might have stacked up and acted up with the devil, come on, man, a long time. But God says, right now, come upon him. All you have labor, I have a labor, and I will give you rest. Come on, it might be one, it might be two, I remember a place that might be somebody but for one to come for prayer. Amen? But all proof open. If we want to come and have prayer with God. Amen. Thank God.
How
great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God.
Thank you, choir of mine, for that connection of mine, right in line with the sun, my man. God is good, man. Let me say that before we get ready to get in the benediction, man. Can we appreciate hard times? Yes, we can. Because hard times will give us a testimony. For proof of where we are up now, amen. Thank God for hard times I've gone through. I'm a fan when I was going through them. But thank God who brought me through. Come up, man. Well, God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Pray, God, that some of them said, but will pour inside our hearts. Thank you, God, because it revived my spirit. Made me realize that even through hard times, you are by. But nothing too hard for you, Lord God. For if we go out into the week, we love us, but we're going to input from trials, from tribulation, from heartaches, and even pain in our heart. And sometimes we might even cry. But Lord God, through all the hard times, we can love us, but you are God. For right now, Lord God, man unto him, but able to keep me from falling. I present the little faultless before his presence, with pursuing joy, pure only wise God, our Savior, big glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen? Amen. And amen.